ओम शांति। इस सेशन के लिए हमारे बीच में दीपा दीदी हैं, तो संक्षिप्त में दीपा दीदी का परिचय है। आप बैचलर ऑफ कॉमर्स हैं, ग्रेजुएट हैं फ्रॉम मुंबई यूनिवर्सिटी, और ब्रह्म कुमारी इंस्टीट्यूशन से बचपन से जुड़ी हुई हैं और समर्पित सर्विस दे रही हैं ह्यूमैनिटी को। 30 साल से ज़्यादा वर्ष हो गया है इनको स्पिरिचुअल नॉलेज और राजयोग मेडिटेशन सिखाते हुए। फिलहाल अभी ब्रह्म कुमारी इसका जो विले पार्ले सेंटर है वहाँ सेवाएँ देती हैं। आपके बहुत सारे लेक्चर्स और वर्कशॉप्स डिफरेंट फोरम्स में हैं, बिजनेस विंग के लिए हैं, सिक्योरिटी सर्विस विंग के लिए और भी इंस्टीट्यूशंस के लिए। एज फार एज सिक्योरिटी फोर्सेज आर कंसर्न, सम programs, some lectures which you have taken is for Army War College, Headquarters Western Naval Command Mumbai, Headquarters Eastern Naval Command Vizag, Headquarters Southern Naval Command Kochi, Headquarters Goa Naval Area, INS Sardar Patel, INS Dwarka, NAS Porbandar, Flame 2018, jitne flag officers the unke liye program kiya tha, BSF Frontier Headquarters New Delhi, CISF, TR Jail, 12 कोर और बाकी फोर्सेस के लिए। आप हर सिक्योरिटी सर्विसेज प्रोग्राम की जो नेशनल लेवल पे प्रोग्राम होती है उसमें आती हैं और जगह जगह जाके भी सेवाएं देती हैं, तो ऐसी अनुभवी हैं। और अभी का सेशन जो है वो आत्मा की इननेट क्वालिटीज़ के ऊपर दीदी हमको अवगत कराएंगी। ओवर टू यू दीदी। ओम शांति।
ओम शांति। Thank you very much, Kushal Bhai. The most beautiful thing which we learn here in the Brahma Kumaris is that we all are students. And as students, we learn every day. And we also have a little opportunity in some places to share our own experiences and the teachings with the Supreme is teaching us. So even though maybe brother was talking about these lectures, but somewhere the most beautiful thing is that every day here there is the spiritual study of learning, and the Supreme Father teaches us about the Self, Supreme, about how to apply the spiritual understanding in our daily life and take benefit from that. And so today we'll try to understand the Supreme's teachings about the Self, about how we not only recognize these virtues and qualities which we are full of, but also start experiencing their power so that they can be applied daily life mein. Hum usko prayog kar sake zaruri hai. Gun aur shaktiyon ka prayog zaruri hai. It's important. Yes. And so here every day the Supreme is teaching us this aspect of understanding and empowering the Self. Now when we are talking about the Self, we find yesterday Sudesh Devi also and Prabhati Didi spoke to you about the Self, the inner Self, the innate Self, the spiritual being. Yesterday also when in the inaugural session Amit Shah Bhai was again and again talking about self-transformation for world transformation, which is the guideline and theme of Brahma Kumaris. Swaparivartan se Vishwa Parivartan. So when we are talking about changing the Self, we need to know the Self in a beautiful way so that we understand how it works. Yes, you think so? Because to change something, we should know that very well. Yes? Because of your senior levels of experience, your leadership, many times you are given a posting where some new challenges are there, some new aspects of learning or transformation are needed. So when you are transferred into a new place and you are also responsible to bring about changes there, what do you do first? Yes. कहाँ भी आपको कार्य के लिए, कार्य क्षेत्र में परिवर्तन के लिए दिशा दी जाती है कि आप यहाँ नई जिम्मेवारी लीजिए और यहाँ आपको बहुत सारे चेंजेस करने हैं प्रगति के लिए. सो व्हेनेवर यू आर बिकमिंग रिस्पॉन्सिबल एट दैट लीडरशिप लेवल and you need to bring about some important changes for growth, what do you do first? Absolutely. You try to learn everything of that system there. Everything. You try to speak to the people who have been working there for years and then, you know, talking to them and understanding. Because until you don't know everything, it's difficult to change. Yeah, it's difficult, no? Because it has to be implemented. All those directions which you will give have to be implemented. And so in the same way, I need to know myself if I need to bring about that change and re-engineer my thought processes, my understanding. Yes, I should know myself. And as such, it looks a little strange, don't you think? When we talk about knowing ourselves, well, we know ourselves, no? We have been living in this beautiful journey for years now. And so we know ourselves, no? This thought comes, yes? No? And so there is a little resistance to try to understand, how do I need to know myself? I know myself. Who knows myself better than me? This is a feeling which comes. Surely, you know yourself best. But we find that we are more connected and we speak about or we share about this aspect of our personality which mostly is visible, our physical identity, our roles, our responsibilities, our years of experience, our family, maybe our state, our language, the background we have, the belief systems we have, yes? We connect with each other also on that basis, when we connect with each other, which armed forces you're working, how many years of experience. Yes, and so these aspects are very deeply connected to our external identity, which we call as our acquired self, which is very, very important, because with this identity you are serving the nation, you're using all your capabilities, your qualities, your potential, your skill sets, your attributes to serve, to add value. But we find, is this the complete identity? Because whenever we talk about ourselves, we use the word my role, my responsibilities, yes? The armed forces, my armed forces where I'm working, my family, my state, my language. As such, you serve the whole country, so the whole country belongs to you, but yet your roots, where you are, come from that state, that language, maybe your religion which we practice. So when we talk about ourselves, when we share all these details, we use the word my. Yes? My role, my responsibilities, my family. But who am I? Yes, important. When we are talking about fitness, today we had this morning session for exercise, which is so important, no? And refreshing. Though it is a part of your normal routine also, because you are inspiring so many for your physical fitness. So we find that there we are exercising the body and we use the word my body. Yes? My body? So who am I? Okay. Yes. What else?
Son of God.
Son of God. Okay. What else? Who am I? Who is that son of God? Because the body is son of someone, no? And everyone has a different physical parent, no? Except if there are siblings sitting here together. So the body is a son of this parent which we have. And who is this son of God which we are talking about? What is soul? Okay. So we understand this logically, maybe, rationally, yes? We accept this, about this universal energy, or maybe you can talk about it as light, or you talk about it as some energy, metaphysical self, which science tells us. So we understand something like this, there is some energy, yes? We feel so? Yes? You can at least move your heads, yes, and respond, so that it becomes an interactive experience, yes? And so we understand that this physical identity, though it's most important, it is being guided by the spiritual identity, the spiritual energy. Yes? And yet we find that as much as we understand this, do we experience this? Are we in the awareness of this energy? It is the I And this is the my, the physical identity. And yet when we are aware of ourselves, the awareness moves towards which identity? The physical or the spiritual? Physical. So what is my has become I. Yes? And so in my mind also, if I just think about myself, you know, just a thought comes. Immediately which image comes in front of me? The physical image. And yet we understand that this physical image is being guided by this spiritual identity. And slowly this awareness has become less. Why has this awareness become less or maybe nil? Not none at all? Yes? Why? Because it is immortal, so its awareness is not important. We have not been told about that. We have not been learned. We have not learnt about that. What else? And it's not me. It's everyone around me, no? Everyone is connected with their physical identity, talking about that, relating to each other on the basis of that. And so when I see everyone doing that, we feel, well, that's right. That's the only normal awareness which we have. So, yes, it's visible. It's so important. Yes, absolutely. It's not tangible, it's not visible. And so we find that we need to not only know it, understand it, but learn to be aware of it. Because when I'm learning to be aware of it, then I become the master. Then I can access these qualities. Let's try to discover it. So whenever this question comes, who am I? Now, we are relating to this spiritual identity, spiritual self. So I always know myself as the physical self, the acquired identity. And that's very important and I'm doing my best there. I'm working in my journey to constantly improvise there, add value, make myself more capable. And so that's happening. And yet we find that because we are not able to connect with this innate identity, because we are not so aware. If we have information, we are not so aware. We find even making changes in our external identity takes time, becomes a little more difficult when I need to bring about changes there. I feel, okay, I should not be doing this, I should be doing this. And we find that everything at the external level which we want to change is not decided there, it's decided where? I decide that, well, tomorrow I will not react. I will take time to remain calm, understand, and then respond. Suppose I have taken this thought, yes? We have taken this thought sometime? Many times? Yes. So we know we need to bring about this change within. But whatever expression, whether it's reaction or whether it's response, is being decided where? Outside? Inside. And so we feel that we understand that we have tried a lot, have had a lot of attention, we have kept a check on ourselves, we have really worked on ourselves and we have tried to change somewhere as we are responding. And yet sometimes some situations comes which is very difficult and then we find ourselves reacting in the same way in which we had decided we'll not do it. And so we understand that whatever changes we need to bring about are somewhere within. We have to begin there. And so we need to know this inner organization well, so that then we can bring about those changes successfully. And so we find that the acquired self, which we are much more connected with, which is more relevant to us in our day-to-day life, we find that this is what we can, as you said, see and tangible. Our role, responsibilities, but everything we use the word my for this. And who am I? Who am I? Yes? Now we understand all this is my. So who am I? I am the spiritual self, the innate self, the spiritual identity. Yes, we'll have some questions in the end, yeah, surely. And this spiritual identity has been maybe guided to us by different faiths we have, different spiritual disciplines we have been following, different religious paths we have been moving on. We have had this guidance towards the spiritual self. We call it energy, we call it light, we call it ruha, we call it soul, atma, shakti, pran, different words. And yet we find that this is the most beautiful spiritual energy. Energy cannot be created or destroyed. Yes, that's what science guides us. So then this spiritual energy also cannot be created or destroyed. That is why you said it is immortal, one of you said. So we find in Gita also we have talked about this. Atma ajad amar avinashi hai. Ajad, that is, it is living energy, not matter. Amar, it is immortal, not mortal. Avinashi, imperishable. It cannot be influenced by any element of nature. That's why it is immortal and eternal. जो गीता में कहा गया है आग उसे जला नहीं सकती पानी उसको डुबो नहीं सकता है हवा उसको उड़ा नहीं सकती सो आई एम दिस स्पिरिचुअल बीइंग नाउ दिस अवेयरनेस हाउ डज इट मेक अस फील डिफरेंट बिकॉज द फिजिकल सेल्फ इज मॉर्टल इज इन्फ्लुएंस्ड बाय एलिमेंट्स ऑफ नेचर And it's temporary, yes. So as soon as we are born, we know there is a time for death. That is, we have a return ticket, yes. Not only returning from here to this journey back home, but also returning back in the life's journey, yes. So that is definite. So when someone is born, death is also destined, yes. So it's a journey of life. And that is why we find that this acquired self is physical, it is mortal, it has a definite journey. The spiritual being, we found, is immortal. So when I identify myself with a spiritual being, what happens?
We detach ourselves from all those acquired selves.
Okay, what else? We start connecting ourselves with this spiritual being and we experience ourselves to be eternal, immortal. So I am an eternal being of light, immortal being of energy. Yes, that makes me feel more powerful. Yes, and slowly and slowly because you already are gifted with so much of bravery and courage, but then this becomes a foundation. It makes us free from that subtle fear of death also. Not for the self only, but also for people around us. Where I recognize that yes, I the soul is eternal. The body has a time, duration, and yet I the soul has come, taken this body, has entered the womb, is born, and there's a time when I will leave this physical costume. Yes, so the body becomes God's most valuable gift to me. Very valuable instrument, yes. This instrument, this vehicle is so valuable. Koi bhi spare part replace ho sakta hai? Is vehicle ka ho sakta hai? Kahin se mil sakta hai? Nahin, bahut valuable hai. Even if science tries to support us, it's very painful and difficult. And so we have lot of gratitude to the Divine to give us such a valuable gift, this physical body. And yet we find I, the being of light, is a child of the Supreme. The physical body has their own parent. Yes, so I have my physical parents for whom we have again lot of love, respect, gratitude because they have given us not only this life, but also wonderful sanskars. They've guided us in our life, yes, our parents, and so much blessings we have. Mat pita ki duaen hamare saath hai. So we have lot of gratitude for this journey of life towards our parents. But we find that when I see myself as a soul, then my eternal parent is the Supreme. And so His blessings are also with me. And so when I'm talking about this inner self, we find, we say that we are a human being. Generally, we talk about ourselves as that. Human being. Human comes from the word humus, which means matter. And being is energy. So human, I have all understanding about this. No? Some of you could be connected with a medical background, even in armed forces, your doctors and other people over there, so you know better about it. And yet, even if we are not having a background of medical science, today we know a little bit, yes? And then we go up to the Google and find out something more about it. When our doctor tells us that, okay, this is a problem which you're facing, we immediately go back and check on the net about it and, you know, the medicine, the treatment and everything. And so we try to understand, and we have a lot of understanding and inputs, a lot of information to know the physical identity. And yet the spiritual identity, we understand that it is energy, we understand that it is a being of light, we understand it's immortal, but we don't know about it. And because we don't know about it, we find we are not able to become aware of it and remain in that awareness. We're not even able to understand its power, virtues, the qualities which we have, the innate self. And also we don't recognize the process of empowering the spiritual self. Because today we find there is an imbalance. Yes? Because we have been only aware of the physical self, we have looked after it well, we have taken care of it well, we take care of the cleansing of the physical self, the nourishing of the physical self, the fitness aspect, we just had our exercise in the morning. So we look after it, you know, and maybe growth which is there in our work, in our responsibilities in the armed forces, in our other responsibilities in our family, we're constantly moving ahead, growing, learning, updating. And yet we find, because we have not been aware of the spiritual being, what about the cleansing of the inner self? What about the empowering of the inner self? The nourishing of the inner self? The spiritual growth? That is missing. Yes? Now for us to always remain effective as a leader, as one who is able to have an impact through their work, through their responsibilities, who's one who's able to influence the environment, lead the environment, fulfill their targets, always be there available to guide and take responsibilities, always be able to remain stable and take right decisions. Who should be the master? Both aspects of identity are important, but who should be the master? The acquired or the innate? Innate. Why? And actually today, who is the master? The acquired. And that's why all these things are becoming difficult for us to remain calm and stable in chaotic situations and crisis situations, to constantly be leading and guiding each one in our team, to constantly always be able to be that stable, inspiring individual, to always be able to respond. That's becoming challenging for us, because today the acquired is leading, and the acquired we find is influenced by change. Yes? Because the body, yes, it's changing. Yes, even if we don't have a choice, but it's still changing. Health also keeps changing. We see our work responsibilities, surely they change, and as we move ahead, it becomes more challenging. And then we find relationships, they are also changing. Yes, with our children. Yes, the way we could relate to our parents could relate to us, can we relate in the same way to our children? They could always be that, you know, power of authority and tell us what to do, and we, yes, we're following them and, you know, always wanting them to be involved in our life. Could we do the same thing with our children today? No. No. So relationships are changing. Yes. Yes. And so we find in all those changes, to manage ourselves becomes more and more important. And so if we are able to center our awareness at the innate level, I become the master and I start taking care of myself. Today we find we are not taking responsibility for the inner self to cleanse it. Yes, so much of clutter here. Yes, of the past. Yes, about maybe things which are not so relevant at all. Even when we sit in meditation, we find we want to sit. And yet we think something of the past or something of the future comes in our mind. Yes, so the clutter which is there, you know, that cleansing has not happened so much. Ghar ko to hum roz saaf karte hain. Organization, wherever your posting is, it's being cleaned every day. Man ko kab last kiya tha? Yes, so the cleansing of the inner self, the empowerment of the inner self, yes, there is a lot of fragility. Yes, if we see the collective consciousness of the world, when we talk about the mental well-being, yes, the mental challenges or illness which is there today, depression, anxiety, fear, the collective consciousness is being influenced by that, yes, deeply. We see in our social media and youth can see things at first-hand experience, because every time there is some crisis situation, you are available for support. And so we find that because of that, because of the weakness there, we find every day we are able to see that situation. And so how do I empower and use my inner qualities at a day-to-day level? The calmness, the strength which is there in my innate self, which is accessible many times in our, you know, difficult situations. And yet sometimes I find it's difficult. So I'm tolerant in some situations easily. And in some moments, especially at the family front sometimes, yes, it is difficult. Yes, with children. Yes. Sometimes life partner, it becomes difficult. Yes. And so we find, how can I access those virtues and qualities constantly? So when we talked about knowing the inner self, we need to understand how it functions. We saw the connection of the inner self with our required. It's the driver, so it's the power which has the controlling and ruling power. Yes? So the body is only a vehicle. Today what's happening? Is the soul having the power to rule, to control? Many times you say, well, bolna to nahi tha, lekin mukh se nikal gaya. Sochna nahi tha, lekin pata nahi kahan se ye sankalp aa gaya. I never used to think like this, but I don't know why so much negativity is coming. Yes? Mujhe karna nahi tha, us samay kya ho gaya pata hi nahi. Yes? And these things are not seen sometimes. Today when we see the social media, we find that it's coming very regularly. And people take such wrong decisions. Yes, every day. And so today the soul no longer is the one who can control. Driver jo hai, wo gaadi ka malik nahi raha. Doesn't have the power. And just imagine if there is an accident and the driver keeps saying that, well, I didn't do anything, it's the car which banged the other car. Will we accept? No. No. And yet we say, maine bolna hi nahi tha, pata nahi kaise mukh se nikal gaya. Mujhe nahi pata ye, pata nahi kya ho gaya. Mere mein koi bhavna to aise thi nahi. Mera swabhav hai. Bhav nahi hai, swabhav hai. Accept kar lijiye. Kehte hain aise. And so we find that we keep justifying, yes, that I, the soul, is the master of my life. I have the power of choice. How can I make use of that choice in every moment, in every response? Where am I seated, this driver? in the physical body? If this body is a vehicle, where is the driver seated in the vehicle? Driving seat kahan hai? Yes, where all the means of control are there. Yes? And for the soul, where are the means of control? The most important faculties are seeing, hearing, speaking. Yes? All this in the face. Yes? And spiritual energy. Spiritual energy is always light. Matter is heavy. Gross energy is light. So where? Above. Yes? The highest position in the physical body is the forehead. Yes? And the soul is seated in the midst of the brain, as we see, just near the hypothalamus and pituitary glands. I, this beautiful being of light, seated in that silent space. And I have all the power to think, to decide, to take decisions. And then I have those personality traits, the behavioral patterns. So I, the soul is seated there. That's why there are so many reflex actions, you know. Many times we say, pata nahi kya hoga. You see that? Kya hua aise? Or we keep, when we are worrying about something, that time also hands move to the forehead. A worried person is always pictured as a person who's sitting like this, you know. Yes? So somewhere it's reflecting to the being there, seated there, who has the power to think, to choose. Fortune also is seen as the lines on the forehead. Yes? Because it's a soul sitting there who has the power to create decisions also. Create thoughts and make decisions. So I, the being of light, is seated in the forehead, in the midst of the brain. And that's why when we meditate, every time you have sat down for this minute of silence and meditation, we've always guided you that through your mind's eye, see this beautiful light. So where do we visualize that? If we have maybe a pipe here, moving in the midst of the forehead, this side, and then above also, where those two rods meet, that's exactly where the soul is seated. So I visualize through my mind's eye, that is the intellect, for this beautiful being of light, like a star, like a spark of energy, seated there. So I, the master, is seated here. And when I say I am the one who has the power to control, I am the energy who drives this vehicle, the body, then I become the master of these senses also. Yes? The sense of sight, sound, I am the master. Karma Indriya Jeet. So I am the one who has the choice. What to see, what to hear, what to speak, what to think, all the sense organs, physical sense organs and the subtle sense organs. What are the subtle sense organs? Physical, we can see this physical body like our vehicle. So we know all the physical attributes which we have. But what about these subtle sense organs? So we have these three important faculties of the soul. So when I'm talking about the subtle sense organs or the subtle faculties, it's these three beautiful faculties: the mind, the intellect and sanskars. So the creative faculty is the mind. So at present also when you're listening, you are thinking. Yes? You're creating thoughts. Sunte sunte. Chintan chal raha hai. Soch rahe hain ye kya ko keh rahe hain. Ab tak humne kya suna hai. Ab tak humne kya jana hai. You're trying to relate and match. Compare. Yes? Those pages. Here in your memory and understanding and experience and what you're listening. That is the process of understanding. Of intellectualizing, of trying to think rationally, of trying to compare, analyze, weigh the pros and cons, reason out, and then take a decision. So that is the intellect. Yes? And once a decision has been taken, you took a decision of coming here for this program, and then you actually came. Yes, actually then once you got the nomination or maybe you came at a personal level and you have taken that decision, then you started, okay, now how do we reach there? What are the different options? When do I need to reach? And then you started implementing all those actions. So daily level, when we are performing our daily responses, daily actions, some of these actions become repetitive. We handle people, situations in a repetitive way. That's how I behave. And so those behavioral patterns which are created become our personality traits, our sanskars. Because every time we are doing the same thing. And so then when we repeat that behavioral pattern again and again, what happens to that sanskar? It becomes stronger. It becomes natural after some time. And so let's try to understand the working of all these three faculties, because then we can bring about changes. We can redirect them. We can guide them differently. We can re-engineer them. Yes? So let's first understand the mind, because mostly we complain about it. Kya kare? Man nahi ekagra hota hai. Man nahi manta hai. We say that? And so what is the mind? What do you think is the mind? What do you think is the mind? Man ke bare mein hum kehte hain, man manta nahi. Man samajh, ekagra chit nahi hota hai. What is the mind? Abhi aap kya kar rahe hain? Sun rahe hain aur soch rahe hain. Man sochta hai. The mind is a creative faculty. It's constantly creating thoughts, feelings, emotions, imagination, sara samay. So it is constantly active, creating. But ek bahut bada challenge hai is creative faculty mein. It's like that manufacturing unit of the soul. But kaun sa bada challenge hai isme? Control nahi hai. Aur what else? Aap jab bhi apna equipment lete hain, arms, ammunition lete hain, because that's very, very important in defense. Because though you have to be trained on that, but once you're trained and you actually have to use it, each one, you know, you should know how to use it and it should be the best. Yes? So when you buy those, that equipment, which manufacturing organization which you choose, which will give that of which best quality, yes, which has been tested well, yes, if you have maybe the price is better but it's not very good quality and maybe not so much tested well, would you choose that? No, not at all, because you can't take any risk at that time. No, the challenge is in this manufacturing unit there's no quality check. There's no quality control. Man rupi jo rachaita hai, uske quality check bilkul nahi hai. To control to prashna hi nahi hai, kyunki checking hi nahi hai, to control ki to baat hi nahi hai. And the Supreme gives us a spiritual understanding. He teaches us how I can check my mind, how I can check what my mind is thinking, how I can mind my mind. Important to mind our mind, yes. And so he guides us into this four different type of thoughts: positive, negative, waste and ordinary. Now you had to come here. Some of you were invited personally and maybe some of you took a personal choice of coming here, took leave and came. Some of you were nominated. Some of you nominated, so it was not so much of your choice. You were just asked to come. It was okay, but then someone else took that decision. So in any circumstances, what could be a positive thought before you came here for the program? A positive thought for this seminar, for this 4 days, 5 days seminar or workshop? What could have been a positive thought? I hope you had some. Yes? Okay, we learn about spirituality. Learn and meditate. Improve myself, control my thoughts, जी
लर्न
द वे ऑफ क्लेंजिंग माई सेल्फ इम्प्रूविंग माई बिहेवियर येस सो आई हैड दिस थॉट दैट आई विल लर्न दिस आई विल इम्प्रूव माई बिहेवियर आई विल बी एबल टू कंट्रोल माई थॉट्स आई विल डू दिस सो ऑल दीज पॉजिटिव थॉट्स ओके वे देयर वॉट कुड बी हैव बी अ नेगेटिव थॉट Especially if maybe it's not been your choice, you've just been nominated and asked to come here. Bhej diya, nahi poocha bhi nahi. Yes, what else? Interest to hai nahi, pata nahi. Time waste hai. Abstract baatein kehte rehte, karte kuch nahi. Hoga kya usse? Practical mein kya hai kuch nahi. What else? I don't think it's relevant. No relevance with our work, our defense, any, how will it going to relate to that? Not relevant. What could be a waste thought? It is not negative, but has a lot of worry. So maybe I'm going, but will I really be able to enjoy something there? Oh, will it be interesting? Will it be relevant? Will I really be able to meditate? Worrying about maybe the food or maybe the facilities, will it really be okay for me? Yes? Yes. So maybe of the past or the future, so worrying. And ordinary?
How to reach there?
Absolutely.
Which bus to take?
Yes. At the daily level, you know, okay, now getting up in the morning, so keeping that alarm there, and slowly, slowly you will connect with the Supreme. So, wo Allah Ram aapko uthayega, rose, and He will guide you. So, at a day to day, whatever your routine is, okay, reaching this moment, doing this, doing that. And so, most of our thoughts are falling in which category in our daily life? Yes, you can take some time to think. Take a moment. Especially those who are learning it now, the meditation, can think. Okay, ordinary thoughts, what else? Yes, waste thoughts.
We have to prioritize. First will be negating, second ordinary, then waste, then positive.
Yes, brother is honest. Lot of negative thoughts keep coming. Yes? And worry also is there. Ordinary thoughts have become merged with waste thoughts. Wo waste thoughts us ordinary ke saath merge ho gaye hain. So like suppose I am sitting here and maybe I had this purse which I brought along with my mobile and I need to keep it and so I thought that I'll keep it there. And then I'll say no, I think I should keep it here because I may need to see the time. But then I said, no, here it can be just visible for all. Let me keep it down here. It'll be much more better. Oh, no, I think I should keep it in the behind chair. So, you know, even if some movement comes because of some message, at least it'll not disturb anyone. Then I think, no, it should be here only. Now, how many thoughts I needed to keep that purse aside? One thought? I have to keep it here. Yes. How many thoughts I created? Yes. Many more than that also. So we find these extra thoughts are waste. Yes, so everyday activity also we think so much and so there's a lot of waste and negative, yes. And so what happens, how can I change those ordinary waste and negative into positive? Because every thought either adds energy or depletes. It impacts every thought. Whether we choose or not, but every thought impacts not only my state of mind, but my body immediately. And we have had so many experiments, you know, Dr. Emoto talking about the influence of water, yes, in the body, water, your thoughts, how it is influencing. And so many experiments, and in our sessions, you'll be exploring that more. So it is impacting. So how do I change those negative waste and worry into positive, so that if every thought is positive for every activity which you are performing, it adds energy. Now if it adds energy, what happens? The activity becomes easier. much more easy, much more enjoyable, and maybe will be fulfilled in time. Now we find positive thoughts are those where we're using these original qualities, okay? So the original quality of peace, love, purity, wisdom, bliss, power, happiness. This is what I truly am. And that's why we are able to connect with these virtues easily. Yes? Yes? We all feel we want to experience all these qualities constantly. Yes? We're seeking also for that. Yes? And so whenever I'm able to use these virtues, these innate qualities, then and influence, use that in my daily responses, my thoughts, words and actions, then it's pure, the positive. Now, whenever I'm using my weaknesses, a little bit of ego is there, a little bit of fear is there, anxiety is there, worry is there, comparison is there, insecurity is there, yes, and when I'm using that attachment to my own ideas, my ways of working, so when I'm using those weaknesses, what happens? I'm creating negative thoughts which work, land up into negative actions after some time. Worrying about the past and future, we understand this is waste. And then our mundane actions, yes, ordinary. Now after we think, there is another faculty within us which tries to analyze. Yes, thankfully. Yes, because every thought, if we were immediately going to implement, what would happen? Har soch jo man mein aaye, agar hum karm mein laate, to kya hota? Kya hota? Haan, difficult for other people also around us. Yes, and so we find the divine has given us this wonderful intellect, which actually becomes a filter. It filters all my thoughts, feelings, emotions, my intent, bhavnai, bhav, usko filter karta hai. Kya sahi hai, galat hai? Ye karne se fayda kitna, nuksan kitna? Isse mujhe jo lakshya hai, wahan tak pahunchunga, nahi pahunchunga. Aligned with my purpose or deviating, distracting me from that, you know? So all that reflection, analysis, reasoning is done by the intellect. So it becomes very powerful. It's actually the boss of my inner organization. Yes? Because kal utke koi baat ki wajah se chalo soch aa bhi gaya. Thoda andar mein upset ho gaye, thoda irritation aa gaya aur man mein negative kuch thought aa bhi gaya. But my intellect is wise, is firm, has a strength, good filter. It filters that thought, says nahi nahi. Aisa करना नहीं ठीक है, इसको करने से नुकसान ज़्यादा होगा, आप अचीव कुछ नहीं कर पाओगे. तो तुरंत वो फिल्ट्रेशन होने की वजह से क्या होगा, आई एम नॉट इम्प्लीमेंटिंग दैट नेगेटिव थॉट इनटू एक्शन. सो इट हेल्प्स मी, नो? यस, फ़ायदा हो जाता है बहुत, नुकसान होने से बच जाते हैं. एंड सो द इंटेलेक्ट टू बी डिवाइन एंड पावरफुल, मोस्ट इम्पॉर्टेंट. सो द स्पिरिचुअल knowledge which we are being given every day by the Supreme, spiritual study, that's why it's called a spiritual university, Prajapita Brahma Kumari's Ishwari Vishwavidyalay. We all are students. You are also learning, we are also learning, but we are just sharing some of our learnings which we have learned, but in the end we both are learning. And this spiritual study, which is the basis, slowly and slowly it empowers the intellect. It fills that spiritual wisdom in that intellect so that I'm constantly able to filter. That little pause which I can take before I respond. Important? Soch samajh kar karm karna. Aaj kya hai, samajhna nahi hai. Isliye sochna karna. Aur uske wajah se nuksan bahut hai. Reaction bahut hai. और फिर हम ही अनुभव से बाद में सोचते हैं ऐसे नहीं बोलना चाहिए था. एंड द मोस्ट ब्यूटिफुल थिंग इज़ वी कीप गाइडिंग अदर्स. यस, उनको हम कितना प्यार से और अच्छी तरह से सक्षमता से गाइड करते हैं, ऐसा नहीं करना, ऐसे नहीं करना, ऐसे करो. यस, एंड दे टेक बेनिफिट फ्रॉम दैट. बट दैट गाइडेंस विद इन, इंट्यूटिव, वो इन जो ट्यूटर यहाँ बैठा है ना अंदर में, उसकी गाइडेंस से चलना. सो द डिवाइन गिव्स अस दैट स्पिरिचुअल विजडम विच स्टिमुलेट्स द इंट्यूटिव केपेबिलिटीज आर इंट्यूटिव डिसीशन मेकिंग. नाउ आफ्टर वी हैव टेकन अ डिसीशन, जो कर्म हम करते जा रहे हैं, द बिहेवियरल पैटर्न्स विच वी हैव क्रिएटेड, we find that some of them are very good sanskars which we have and we take a lot of benefit, we grow on the basis of that. Yet there are some sanskars which we want to change but we are unable. Yes, aise hain. How can the, what are these sanskars created, what is their background? And the supreme guides us and it talks about these five types of sanskars. Few sanskars which have come from the past journey of life, and that's when which you can see in your children also. दो बच्चे हैं, siblings है, आपकी एक ही पालना है, आपका प्यार वही है, शिक्षाएं वही है, but they are different. Yes, one child is very communicative, one child is very silent, very creative. Yes, both beautiful, both wonderful. But different, yes, sanskars alag alag hain, because that's the journey which they've come from. Some sanskars parents give, yes. Sometimes they're brought up by our grandparents, you know, so they give us the sanskars. Some parents, you know, some other people around us who are like parents, so the sanskars, then our friends, yes. Today a child is influenced by the friends. You can see your children being influenced by them, yes. A friend becomes very important individual in their lives. Yes, उनकी बात तो तुरंत मान लेते हैं, नहीं उनकी बात को स्वीकार करते हैं. So they are very very deeply connected to those friends of theirs, and we also enjoy that connection. And so our friends influence us. संघ का रंग लगता है, society, समाज, जो आप कार्य कर रहे हैं, your armed forces, the environment there, then even work, you know, then what sanskars you are imbibing because of your armed forces, you know, the discipline which is coming, the sense of order which comes in your life, the courage which you have, so many capabilities which you are empowering yourself also come from society, from your work. But along with that, we find in these four type of sanskars, we have some negative ones also which have come up, you know, that little ego which has come as we've moved forward. Yes, very subtle, you know, attitude of authority which has come. Yes, very subtle arrogance which has come, which sometimes our family doesn't like at all. Yes. Yes. Then we have that insecurity. We have that, you know, target in front of us always, and then we find that we are moving with effort, and yet there are people around us who've seen being easily achieving that, and then we feel a little insecure. Yes, yes. And then sometimes this anxiety comes up. Yes, we understand, we are confident, and yet in some moments there is this little anxiety which comes, a little fear which creeps up. Yes, and then because of expectations we find there is irritation and anger. And so we find that these weaknesses which have come from all these four types of sanskars, and yet we find the fifth one is gifted to us by the divine, the original sanskars. It's like those factory settings in our mobile, naturally they come with the mobile. And so these innate sanskars of peace, of love, of happiness, of joy. I am a peaceful soul. I am a pure soul. I am a loveful soul. I am a wise soul. I am a powerful soul. I am a happy soul. I am a blissful soul. Yes? It feels good when I create these thoughts. Yes? We enjoy this. It feels so connected to us. Now, the essence is like, I am a peaceful soul. This thought has a lot of deep power within. But we have been thinking in these lines before. It's not that the first time we've thought about it. We've always told ourselves that I should not get angry, I should be more calm, I should be more tolerant, I should not get irritated. And yet here the Supreme is guiding us towards this powerful thought that I am a peaceful soul. Not only thought, but a powerful awareness. I am a peaceful soul. And so what happens? This awareness gives us power. I should not get angry, I should not get irritated. That makes me feel more good, or I am a peaceful soul makes me feel good. Because it connects with my inner power, my self-esteem. And so here, when we are learning Raja Yoga meditation, we become, these virtues become accessible to us. We keep reminding ourselves the Supreme gives us this high level of deep self-respect every day in our spiritual study. And this awareness. And then as we keep reminding ourselves, we start using these virtues in our daily life. Yes, when I'm aware of my resources, I will use them. So I become aware of these virtues, qualities, and meditation empowers that. We'll have just a moment of silence. Didi can also come. Didi will be coming. Didi. We are lucky to have Didi with us again.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Good morning. Golden morning. Diamond morning. Shining morning. Because I see all the shining stars. Shining with what? What makes you shine? Whatever you have received. All these powers. If you do some, you cleaning, your the furniture shines. Clean the floor shines, right? Whatever. So shining the soul, the rays of light and love and purity and peace, wisdom and bliss. Makes the soul shine, and so this is why I'm saying sparkling diamonds, shining stars, good morning. So when I was looking at you, looking at how many rays are coming from everywhere, because these are your property. It is my property as well, Bhavan's property as well, but it is personal property. Potential in each everyone. And in order to practice this, we need to remind ourselves again. And these are the qualities of the self, soul. So not only for the mind, but because the soul consists of three powers, mind, intellect, and sanskaras, right? So it has to become my personality of purity, personality of peace, personality of love, personality of wisdom or knowledge, personality of bliss, right? All these powers in the soul. And so as you are like studying students now here, of course all of you are an authority and responsible in your office, at your home, but at this moment, student life. And so what you are studying should take it in, but also to take notes or to remind yourself, gift is being going to give in to you. So there are two slogans in it. So there are two slogans, and one is on the top, another is, it's a homework like, right? So if you want, think of this, read it, and think about it, and then practice this. Aap punyatma ka, punyatma ban, sarv ki duvayin prapt karo. So what is the act of charity? First have to understand and think about it. and then be the donor. अब भगवान को फरियाद करने के बजाय उसे याद करो. राइट होमवर्क. कल बताया था ना, बैगर नहीं बनना है, बेटा बेटी बनना है, बच्चा बनना है, तो अधिकारी बनेंगे नहीं तो भिखारी बनेंगे. फिर दूसरे पेज पर जो रैंडम इन्होंने खोल के दिया वो पढ़ के सुना रही हूँ. हर संकल्प वाणी और कर्म में रूहानियत धारण करो, तब संकल्प में रौनक आएगी. सेवा जो करेंगे उसमें भी रौनक होगी. पवित्रता ही सुख और शांति की जननी है. तो इस प्रकार के ब्लेसिंग्स है, इसमें डायरेक्शन है, इन ऑर्डर टू पुट इन टू एक्शन, बिकॉज विदाउट पुटिंग इन टू एक्शन यू कैन नॉट मेक इट इन टू संस्कारस. संस्कार मीन सम टोटल इफेक्ट और इम्पैक्ट ऑफ द एक्शन यू परफॉर्म और यू रिपीट अगेन एंड अगेन. सो मेकिंग संस्कार अ प्योर एंड पीसफुल सोल, लेट थ्रू आउट द डे इन योर थॉट इन योर ब्रेथ आई एम यू आर अ सोल. ऑफकोर्स what kind of soul, which quality, a pure and peaceful soul, a clean and peaceful soul, right? So in this way, whatever you practice, it's an opportunity before you go to bed, write down that day's achievement. So 3 days, something special which has touched you, has given you information, understanding, guidance. So write it down, so then you will carry Mount Abu with you. You carry Madhuvan with you in your personality and in your notebook, and then open there and write it again, whatever you would like to write. So this is why this is a notebook.
Om Shanti. Thank you, Didi.